Go back to the book of James for our study tonight. James chapter 5, verse 19 and verse 20. Reading in the King James, New King James Version, James 5 and verse 19, "Brethren, if anyone among you wanders from the truth, and someone turns him back, let him know that he who turns a sinner from the error of his ways will save a soul from death and cover a multitude of sins." James tells us in this passage that the one who turns a sinner from the error of his ways, he turns a sinner, he converts a sinner. He causes the sinner to turn around. Turn around from the wrong way and walk back on the right way or the right path. If he converts that sinner from the error of his ways, then he will save a soul from death and cover a multitude of sins. This ought to be something that is of great concern to all of us, because we all sin, Romans 3 and verse 23. Since we all sin, whether we're an alien sinner or a child of God, since we all sin, we ought to want to know how it is we could cover or hide our sin and save our soul from spiritual death. James 1 and in verse 20 again, or James 5 and in verse 20, save a soul from death, spiritual death, eternal death, because that's the result of sin in one's life. Romans 6 and verse 23, the wages of sin is death, spiritual death, eternal death. But the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. So in view of this, we ought to be interested in having these sins of ours that we will commit from time to time covered, or as the King James Version uses the word, hidden. Covered or hidden. What does it mean to hide or cover sin? Well, to hide, we know what it means. To cover, we know what it means. Remove something from one's sight, no one can see it. In that sense, when our sins are covered, it's as if God does not see them, as if they're hidden from His sight. But why is that? And how could that possibly be? Well, the words are not used, hid and cover here, in a literal sense. They're used metaphorically. It has reference to actually the forgiveness of sin, or the sin of man being pardoned by God. Man's sin is hidden from God. It's covered from God when God forgives the sin. Now, you don't have to take my word for that. That's divine commentary on the hiding or covering of sin. The psalmist giving that divine commentary in Psalm 85 and in verse 2. "You have forgiven the iniquity of your people, you have covered their sin." Covering sin is equal to God forgiving them of their sin. Do we not see that? So we don't have to wonder about what covering or hiding sin is. One's sins are hidden or covered, you might say, from the sight of God because God has forgiven them. That's how they're covered or hidden. The psalmist said in Psalm 32 and verse 1, "Blessed is he whose transgression is forgiven, whose sin is covered." God forgives our transgression, He forgives our sin, thus our sin is covered or hidden. Paul even makes application of Psalm 32 and verse 1 in Romans 4 and verse 7 when he said, "Blessed are those whose lawless deeds are forgiven and whose sins are covered." So who's the man who has sins that are covered and hidden? It's the man who's been forgiven of his sin. So that's our lesson tonight. We could just go home. We've learned something. If you want to have your sins covered or hidden, have them forgiven. That's the Bible way. That's what God says about the matter. But tonight, in connection with this, we want to study this in a little bit more detail and note how it is that some people seek to cover or hide their sin. Evidently, some people think that they need to hide or cover their sins in a literal sense. That is, some people simply try to hide their sin by literally hiding them. We have an example of this in Adam and Eve, Genesis 3 and in verse 8. "And they heard the sound of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day, and Adam and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God among the trees of the garden. So they tried to hide their sin by hiding from God. But what did that do with the guilt of their sin? The guilt of their sin was still there. They were still guilty of that sin. Them seeking to literally hide their sin from God, it didn't work for them, did it? We have another example of this from an individual by the name of Achan in Joshua 7 and verse 21. When I saw among the spoils a beautiful Babylonian garment, 200 shekels of silver, and a wedge of gold weighing 50 shekels, I coveted them and took them. This was on the occasion, of course, in which the Israelites were entering into the land of promise, and they took the first city, Jericho. But in taking that city, God said that they were not to touch any or take any of the accursed objects. The accursed objects, of course, would be those things which are dedicated or devoted to being destroyed when they took the city, and also those things which would be dedicated or devoted to God. And so what had Achan done? Achan had violated God's will. He had taken a Babylonian garment, which perhaps was to be dedicated and devoted to destruction and the destruction of the city of Jericho. And he also took gold and silver, which was to be dedicated or devoted to the service of God. He said, I coveted them and took them, and there they are hidden in the earth in the midst of the tent with the silver under it. The hiding of those things, the hiding of that sin, didn't take the guilt of his sin away. He was still guilty in the sight of God. But yet this effort to hide sin is still prevalent today. People try to hide their sin like Adam and Eve did, like Achan did. But the literal hiding of their sin doesn't take the guilt of that sin away. It's still there. People slip around and do all sorts of things and try to hide their sins, but it simply does not work. Didn't work for Adam and Eve, didn't work for Achan. Achan and his household were put to death because of this. We know what happened to Adam and Eve. They were driven from the garden. So if we seek to hide our sins in a literal sense, perhaps we need to heed the words of Moses in Numbers chapter 32 and verse 23. He was speaking to those who made up the tribe of Reuben and Gad. And in speaking to them, of course, these two tribes, Reuben and Gad, when their lot of the inheritance of the land of promise fell, it fell on the eastern side of the Jordan River. So they didn't really have to go into the land of Canaan and fight all the enemies of Canaan. But yet, they promised Moses and the rest of the people of Israel that that's exactly what they would do. They would not inherit their portion of land on the eastern side of the Jordan River until they went with the other tribes, until all of them defeated their enemies and they inherited their portions of land. They made that promise. That's what they would do. And Moses said, if you do not do so, then take note, you have sinned against the Lord, and be sure your sins will find you out. If you don't keep the promise, God knows it. Your sin will find you out. You can't hide your sin from God. The guilt of that sin will still be upon you. But others also try to hide or cover their sins in other ways. Some, of course, by admitting their sin. Yes, they admit their sin. They even go so far as to apologize for their sin sometime. But then they shift the blame of their sin to others. So they seek to hide or cover their sins in that sense. We have another example in Adam and Eve on this occasion. Genesis 3 and in verse 12. And the man said, the woman whom you gave to be with me, she gave me of the tree and I ate. And the Lord God said to the woman, what is this you have done? The woman said, the serpent deceived me and I ate. They had no responsibility in the matter. But them blaming someone else, even though it seems as though they accepted the sin, didn't hide or cover their sin. Their guilt was still upon them. They were still guilty. Another example of this is the brother of Moses, Aaron. And Moses said to Aaron, what did this people do to you that you have brought so great a sin upon them? So Aaron said, do not let the anger of my Lord become hot. You know the people that they are set on evil. For they said to me, make us gods that shall go before us. As for this Moses, the man who brought us up out of the land of Egypt, we do not know what has happened or become of him. Remember, while Moses was on the mount receiving the law, the people had talked Aaron into fashioning a god, a golden calf, that they could bow down to and worship. So, of course, Aaron here says, I have no responsibility in this, Moses. It's the people's fault. So again, he acknowledges that he's committed sin. Seems to apologize in a sense, but he simply shifts the blame to others. And that's what people do. When they're guilty of sin, they try to hide or cover their sin by shifting the blame to someone else, taking no personal responsibility for it. Sometimes people will say, well, you know, my husband is not a Christian, or my wife is not a Christian, so the husband has a right to be unfaithful, and because he's not a Christian, it brings about sometimes unfaithfulness in the wife. Well, the wife has no reason to blame the husband for her sin. Does the husband twist her arm? Does the wife, who is unbelieving, twist the arm of a believing husband? Sometimes people say, well, you know, I know I ought to give more upon the first day of the week, but you know how much I owe and how much debt I have? Shifting the blame. But really, what does all of that have to do with one's guilt? We're guilty of our own sins. Someone else is not guilty of our sins. We're guilty of our own sins. We have to accept responsibility for them. Let's not try to hide and cover our sins by putting the guilt of that sin upon someone else, because it won't happen. God holds that sin against us and not someone else. But still, there are others who also try to hide or cover their sins by appearing righteous. Yes, they're sinners in the heart, but they appear before man as if they're very righteous and very pious. So what they're seeking to do is hide or cover their sins. They're very stealthy about it. We read of some like that in Matthew 23 and in verse 1 and following, where Jesus spoke to the multitude and to his disciples, saying, the scribes and the Pharisees sit in Moses' seat. Therefore, whatever they tell you to observe, that observe and do, note this, but do not do according to their works, for they say and do not. They don't practice what they preach. We have a name for that. Jesus gave a name to it, identified them as hypocrites. So some seek to hide or cover their sins by appearing pious, by appearing religious before others. Many people do almost anything in the catalog of sins and then lead a very pious prayer, but their sin has not been hidden or covered. They'll put up a great front of being very pious and religious, but that front they put up doesn't hide or cover their sin. They're still guilty of that sin. The only way they can truly hide or cover that sin is if that sin is forgiven. Others, of course, seek to hide or cover their sins in different ways. Some people seek to hide or cover their sin by waiting for time to dissolve the sin, to make the sin go away, to erase the sin. They seem to think that, well, I can hide my sin with time. Over a period of time, people will forget about the sin. Well, the person who commits the sin won't forget about it. You know, the conscience that we have it is something, isn't it? Man's conscience doesn't let him forget the sin. And time, regardless of how much time passes, doesn't dissolve the sin. It doesn't hide it, doesn't make it go away. When Joseph's brothers sold him into Egyptian bondage, 30 years later, remember, they have to come to Egypt to seek food because of a great famine in the land of Canaan. And of course, who's in charge? Joseph is. Genesis 42 and in verse 21. Then they said to one another, this is the brothers of Joseph, speaking to one another, we're truly guilty concerning our brother. Note this, here's the conscience that bears upon them. For we saw the anguish of his soul when he pleaded with us, and we would not hear. Therefore, this distress has come upon us. Can you imagine Joseph? Remember, they threw him into a pit. He probably pleaded for them to let him out of the pit. And then along came these traveling nomads headed to Egypt. And then they pull him out of the pit and sell him to them as a slave. You can hear that young boy pleading with their brothers, don't do this, don't do this. And now their conscience 30 years later is bearing upon them. They don't know that this man before them is Joseph. But they believe that what is being brought upon them now was because of that sin that they had committed 30 years before. And Reuben answered them, saying, did I not speak to you, saying, do not sin against the boy, and you would not listen. Therefore, behold, his blood is now required of us. But they did not know that Joseph understood them, for he spoke to them through an interpreter. So 30 years of sin, the guilt of sin bearing upon them, has awakened them on this occasion. Time did not dissolve that sin. Time did not erase that sin. It did not obliterate it. It did not make it go away. It was still bearing on their conscience. You see, men have a misconception about time. Sometimes they think, well, if I allow enough time to go by, everybody will forget about the sin. Thus, through time, they think it will be dissolved, it will be erased, but it will not. 2 Peter 3 and in verse 3, Peter said, knowing this first, that scoffers will come in the last days, walking according to their own lust, and saying, where is the promise of his coming? For since the fathers fell asleep, all things continue as they were from the beginning of creation. Where is the promise? God will hold man's sin against him regardless of the time that passes. Man will still be guilty of his sin, and he cannot seek to hide it or cover it through simply going through a process of time. Then there are others who try to hide or cover their sins by lying and denying their sin. By lying and denying their sin. I want to suggest to you that this is perhaps the number one way that people try to hide or cover their sins. It is so obvious, especially in the time in which we live, that people seek to hide and cover their sin by lying and denying they've sinned. Many politicians have been caught by lying and denying. And when the truth is found out, they couldn't hide or cover their sin. But what did they do initially? They tried to lie and deny. We've seen it recently with governors and mayors and all sorts of politicians, news people, celebrities. When they're caught in something, lie and deny. They think by doing that, it will cover or hide their sin. But it's not covered. It's not hidden. Genesis 18 and in verse 9, then they said to him, those who are under consideration are three men, three angelic beings who have come to Abraham, and he has prepared a meal for them by the hands of Sarah and his servants. And they said to him, where is Sarah, your wife? So he said, here in the tent. And he said, I will certainly return to you according to the time of life, and behold, Sarah, your wife, shall have a son. Sarah was listening in the tent door, which was behind him. Now think about this. This time in Abraham's life, he's almost 100. He is when this child is born. And Sarah is 90 years old when he's born. So these angelic beings, messengers of God to him, bring this promise that they will return this time next year and she'll bear a son. I will certainly return to you according to the time of life, and behold, Sarah your wife shall have a son. Sarah was listening in the tent door which was behind him. Now Abraham and Sarah were old, well advanced in age, and Sarah had passed the age of childbearing. Therefore Sarah laughed within herself, saying, after I've grown old, shall I have pleasure? My Lord being old also, shall I have pleasure? Sexual delight. Even with my Lord, that is my husband, she refers to him as Lord because he has authority over her. So though both of them being old, they're going to enjoy sexual delight again. It's funny and hilarious to Sarah. And the Lord said to Abraham, why did Sarah laugh? Saying, shall I surely bear a child since I'm old? Is anything too hard for the Lord? The angelic being asked. At the appointed time I will return to you according to the time of life, and Sarah shall have a son. Note this. But Sarah denied it, saying, I did not laugh, for she was afraid. And he said, no, but you did laugh. Doesn't matter who you are. If you want to hide or cover your sin, sometimes you're going to lie and deny that you've sinned. Her sin wasn't hidden. Her sin wasn't covered. She was found out in her sin. God knew she had lied. As I said, this has brought many a person down. Celebrities, newscasters, politicians of all sorts, Christians. It's the chiefest way that people try to hide or cover their sin. But there's only one real way to hide or cover sin, remember? Brethren, if anyone among you wanders from the truth and someone turns him back. The word turn here, some translated converted in the New Testament. To convert someone. Whether they're an alien sinner or a child of God, they can be converted. They can be turned back to God. They can be turned back to the right way of life, to the way of righteousness, the way of truth. So let him know that he who turns or converts a sinner from the error of his ways will save a soul from death and cover a multitude of sin. Our sin is only covered or hidden when our sin is forgiven. One who is an alien sinner, in order for him to hide or cover his sin, he must believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God. Repent of his sins, confess his faith in Christ, and be baptized for the remission of his sins. That's how his sin is covered. If one is a child of God, in order to cover his sin, then he must follow the instructions that were given to Simon the Sorcerer in our reading tonight. In Acts chapter 8, when Simon the Sorcerer is told to repent and pray that even perhaps the thought of his heart may be forgiven him. John tells us in 1 John 1 and verse 9, if we confess our sin, God is faithful and just to forgive us of our sin and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So how is the Christian? How is he? How is his sin hidden or covered? It's hidden or covered when it's forgiven. When he repents having confessed his sin, acknowledged that he is a sinner, and he prays that God will forgive him of it. God forgives him of it, and his sin is then covered or hidden. That's the only way. The only way indeed. So the question of the hour is, do you need to be turned back to the truth? Do you need to be turned back to Christ? Do you need to be turned back to God? Do you have sin that you're seeking to hide or cover? Repent of it. Acknowledge it before God. And we'll pray with you and for you as we stand and sing the song that has been selected.